The General Assembly is really at the heart of the United Nations. It is the body of universality with membership of all the states members of the organization, and every country has one vote. And the General Assembly is ultimately the power that approves resources for the organization and some of the key mandates that we have that are in the area of economic and social development, as well as the General Assembly has to provide resources for all the mandates approved by the Security Council. And of course, the General Assembly is the body that supports and approves all the decisions of the Human Rights Council. So it really is the foundation of the organization. It is true that the resolutions of the General Assembly are non-binding. However, the political impetus of the consensus making in the General Assembly and the political action of the member states is one of the key drivers of the organization.
What are some of the major issues that are coming to the forefront right now of the work of the General Assembly?
There are so many issues in front of the General Assembly. And if we look at how the General Assembly's work is organized, we do have the opening of each session in the fall and the main session of the General Assembly. But now it seems that the General Assembly is always in session. The General Assembly has been heavily engaged in many of the big successes that we saw coming out of multilateral action in 2015. The Sustainable Development Goals, the Financing for Development Agenda, those were very, very politically intense processes requiring commitments and engagements from all member states. They were conferences where negotiations took place that led to those outcomes. And now this year, we are going to be looking at the implementation. So it's action on the implementation, all of the reforms of ECOSOC. How do we bring all of this together?
What are some of the initiatives within the GA to make the work more efficient, to make sure that it's in line with the way that the world is changing?
We have to work with the member states, and the General Assembly, for want of a better word, does have a certain bureaucratic framework in place that's built around the rules of procedure, and those are sacrosanct, and those make sure that all the meetings take place in a very orderly manner and how states engage in those meetings. I would say that what we have seen in terms of how the meetings are organized, now we have a lot of informal meetings of the General Assembly, not only formal meetings. And in the meetings, we are also seeing that there are parallel processes. We are also seeing, especially with the Sustainable Development Agenda, inclusion, the participation of non-state actors. We saw this in the Sustainable Development Summit. And there are also the roles and the participation of civil society in some of the engagements that are being planned. And that never took place several years ago. So this reflecting that while the United Nations is an organization about with membership of governments and owned by governments, but it also exists for the world. And so they look for ways to have those voices be part of the work of the organization.